So NASA gets to do what it wants to do. It gets to have its Planet X searches, but don't you do it. See what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they, like I say, they are under contract not to tell anybody if there's a doomsday scenario coming. And that's part of a congressional act. I mean, this is not something NASA scientists dreamed up. They are under the National Security Agency, and they are subject to the same thing that congressmen and other high-level officials in this country, they're under the same edict, that they cannot tell the public of an impending disaster. So, you know, I mean, we're dealing with some people who, if they don't understand that, like Philip Plate, he's in La La Land. All I can tell you, if he came off like, oh, they're all so honest, and if they make a mistake, they're going to tell you. Oh, you know, it's like this guy hasn't seen the real NASA. Mars lost its atmosphere in the recent past. With the dust storms up there, it would have eroded all of those surface features in no time. Yet we find delicate little riverbeds on Mars. You know, and Mars lost its atmosphere in the not too distant past. And the only way that that can happen is when something large comes by and rips it off, a la Planet X.
Well, now, as far as Planet X is concerned,
yeah.
What do you think? Well, first, let me ask you this: when do you think Planet X will be visible by our telescopes or even the naked eye?
Okay. Now, I was talking up to a week ago about it coming out of Orion, which would put it in the October time frame. And, of course, I don't have any more information that it's coming out of Orion than the man in the moon.
Right.
But it just seemed that that was a plausible explanation. The main reason I thought it was because the Egyptians equated Nibiru with the constellation Orion. What I have since discovered, however, is that that is the direction of the perihelion. The shortest distance in the orbit of Nibiru to the sun, which puts it coming in from the exact opposite direction. I've started to put some pieces to the puzzle together in the last week. And I'm not going to go into any more detail because, like I say, I think we're on the final track of tracking this thing down. I don't want to jeopardize the people who are doing it.
Right.
But if that's the case, then NASA would have loved us to keep on this idea that it is coming out of Orion, a la Nancy Leader's map, and when we get to October and everybody looks to Orion and there's nothing there, they go, there's nothing there, see? End of story, goodbye. But what has happened is it's coming in the back door and nobody will get to see it till next April when it's like, you know, coming right into the back door.
So, in other words, you believe that it might actually appear next April?
Yeah, that would be the, and it's far enough out right now